How much time, grace, and Father, Lord, we ask you to watch over us and everything we do tonight, in accordance with your will. Lord, we ask you to forgive us, we fall short. We say this humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Looks like we got a full house tonight. Glad to see everybody here. Hope we have a real good meeting. Just remember, I want everyone to come up to the podium, state your name and off of the record. And allow everybody to speak without somebody trying to walk over them. The approval of the minutes.
Motion.
A motion by David.
Second.
Second by Jamie. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. The approval of the vouchers.
Motion.
A motion by David.
Second.
Second by Jamie. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Any constitutional officers would like to speak?
How you doing, Miss Cindy?
Hey, Miss Cindy.
Ms. Van Orden, Ryerson.
I'm glad you're here.
You ain't here? Okay.
Just quickly let you know that we have a couple of great events in the county. The emergency services event, I think, was great for the kids. The Cracker House Winery Christmas at the Ranch. We had over 50 craft and food vendors, and all but 18 were from Dixie County. So I thought that was very interesting that we had so much cottage talent here in the county that they were sharing. The tree lighting event. Thank you to Karen and her group in the coastal counties.
Yeah.
I think went very well. Didn't you say there were like 75 people there? Over 75 right there in Gina alone. So those were real well receptive. So thank you for your group very much for that. That's all I have.
Thank you for all that you do. I don't think Cope was with some more. Mark, do you think?
I think Scott Rome's down there on the interim right now. He's doing very well from what I understand, and everything's going pretty smooth. That's it.
Thank you. Greg Bailey?
They aren't here tonight. They came earlier today to the safety meeting. They didn't have anything to present.
Anyone here for lockers, fishes?
Yes, sir. We don't have anything new unless the board's got any questions.
Thank you. Ms. Cindy?
Good evening, everybody. Let's tell you all about a new e-resource that the library has. It's called Mometric e-library. It is an awesome test prep site, and it's not just for students K through 12, it's also college students, and it has employment resources on there to help you prepare for your next job or your first job. You use your library card to log in. So it's worth looking at. Even if you don't need it, it is an awesome site. We had it, and I finally took a look at it and was amazed. So if you have students, we sent 300 or so library cards to the high school. To the students there, all they've got to do is ask for it. Go to the library there and ask for it. And so it gives them access to that test prep site. Teachers can use it. If you don't have your library card, come in and get one. Or you can go online. You're still going to have to come in the library. But you can go online and sign up. And, thank God for the progress that's being made down at the 20 Tech Center. I don't know if John told y'all, but I was able to acquire about $60,000 worth of shelving at no cost to the county. Yes. It's wonderful.
Yes.
To be able to have that kind of resource. And people care about this county and donate that to us. Angie, God bless her, found out that the contents were not insured. Don't know why. Before her time, you know, and I was not handling that. So, anyway.
They were insured now.
Yeah. You don't expect losing the bottom row of books to cost that much money. But there were books there that are irreplaceable. They're no longer in print. And they were relevant to the county. Anyway, it hurts my heart to have that happen. You know, it's losing part of our history. But I will keep looking for that particular book. I'm going to dig deep at house and see if I've got one. Well, John L. Arthur, he kept everything. Our Ancestry.com subscription. It's a library subscription. You have to be in the library to access it. It is awesome. I had an email today that I had to use that site. So I responded to what came to me from NATO, from headquarters, Cheryl Fairfield. So I did a little research on Ancestry to help find what the gentleman wanted.
Careful.
Well, he didn't find it. What the particular thing that he was looking for, I could not find back. No, you should look and see what is available on there. Using, it's not like a personal subscription that you pay hundreds of dollars every year. Go up in that library, get a library card, and log on to that site and have access to all kinds of information. Census up, every census up to 1950. Death records, you know, marriage and divorce, Social Security number. Mine is decreasing. It's very few and not anyway, don't just go on and look at what you have available. It is amazing what kinds of information we can help people find. So, anyway, send another email tonight thanking me for going into such detail. And thank you all for the support that you give to our library. It covers the four counties. And yes, they're still envious because I get such great support from y'all, and I love that. and that's all I have to offer. Do y'all have any questions? And Merry Christmas.
You too, Miss Cindy. Thank you.
Appreciate all that you do.
Thank you.
Steve Freeman here.
I see he has to be excused.
Stevie Hutchinson.
I have nothing unless y'all got something for me.
Deb Jones.
Uncle Pete.
Hey, I was asked if they want to cut the side hours back about an hour a day, all of them, off the floor, cut them back further, days anyway. I think it would be a good way to save money. In solid waste.
Can you come up with a program for each one or nine sites? I know that transfer station on Saturdays, we've talked about that one there. That would definitely need some wiggling on right there.
You don't get two vehicles on Saturday, for 10 hours.
Yeah. Can you put something together and bring back to the next board meeting, please?
Okay.
Commissioners, can I ask a question, too? How do you all feel about Christmas Day of the sites being open? Because usually they go unlock the sites, they go back home, spend time with their family, and they come unlock them. When Tim and then gets back, they're trashed.
That's fine.
Can we close on Christmas Day? No. Sorry.
Not 55A.
No, sir.
Leon?
Yes, sir. It's on the agenda that Scott Johnson regarding a courthouse this morning. This was previously talked about. They withdrew their request to be here, and they actually have legal representation.
All right, so they had an application
submitted, and they wanted to come and speak about it, but they've withdrawn coming to speak. They now have legal representation, so we won't talk about it tonight. I anticipate this to be a full-on code enforcement case. The other item is a tabled application 24001 for the future land use map amendment for the comprehensive plan for the Isle of the Waterway, application 24002 for the site-specific amendment for the official zoning atlas for the Isles of Waterway Edge to the January 16, 2025 Board of County Commissioners meeting. That is, so it was advertised to be at this meeting, but it failed to get advertised for the LPA meeting. We were introduced at the LPA meeting, but no action was taken on. So we have to take this to the January meeting, and it's already been rescheduled for the LPA's January meeting.
Motion table.
Motion. All right. Take it by David. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
All right, I'll read by title only. Resolution 2024-19, a resolution of the Board of County Commissioners to approve a special exception to be granted as provided in Section 4.7.5 Special Exceptions of the Dixie County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle in a residential single-family mobile home area RSF MH zone district in accordance with a petition dated November 15, 2024. Whereas David and Deacon Barber have filed a petition requesting Dix County Board of County Commissioners to grant special exceptions to 4.7.5 special exceptions to Dix County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle in a residential single family home area RSMA zone district by petition date 11/15/2024. Whereas a recreational vehicle located in Dix County parcel number 19/13/12/2952-00H-0040 189 Southeast, 867th Avenue, Old Town, Florida, 32780. That had an approval from the LPA recommendation. So for those that are aware that the LPA board has been set up, they get to hear all the items first. They make recommendations to the board. This was reviewed by the board at the previous meeting and sent to the board for recommendation for approval. The board has the final say on either approving it or vetoing it. And I have to apologize. I printed out the first agenda that I'd gotten and stuck it over here. I don't have to read as much on the other ones. I need a motion from the board.
My district?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The board voted yes on it.
Yes,
anyone here opposing it?
I'm not opposing it. I just don't understand. Are we not going to have any of that information on these items on the agenda any longer?
You will have an LPA agenda, and then you'll also have a Board of County Commissioners agenda. You've always had two meetings before when they opened the County Commissioners meeting, and then they went into a public hearing. Commissioners wore two different hats. They wore an LPA hat and a commissioner's hat. And they heard it, reviewed it, made the resolution as the county commissioners. So now you have a whole separate board reviewing it, sending it to the county commissioners for either approval or denial, and they can pick and choose. They have the final vote, the final say. It adds a layer of transparency to the equation, and a lot of places have it set up. And I think the last meeting went very well. You have multiple members of your LPA board here in the audience. Very educational. We have more training coming up. We have some bigger projects coming up that's controversial, and you know, everybody wants transparency and government oversight. Well, that's a whole nother board adding another set of eyes to it.
Are we going to have any information on that for the public to look at the county commissioner meeting?
So it's been talked about every county commissioner meeting. I talked about it even way before. So the LPA meetings are on the same days, Thursdays, and they're between the two county commissioners' meetings. So the next one coming up, I'll announce it again at the morning commissioner meeting that we have an LPA meeting, you know, following Thursday. Welcome to attend that meeting. It's recorded. It's very similar to just like this meeting right here. There was people in the audience at the last meeting. I've made the announcement every time.
And that's when you'll get your information. You go to that.
You will not in the agenda. You will still have a resolution. What Mr. Leon's doing now will still come before the board for approval. They will not always before when Leon, I think it was Ms. Kay said she's used to Mr. Leon going first. That's what Mr. Leon was saying. When we would adjourn or go into a public meeting, we'd have to take a motion to go into a public meeting. That is the part that y'all will not be getting.
Here.
It will be at the LPA. The LPA will be doing that part. They'll be having...
And you will still be able to go to those meetings and voice your concerns on what they're voting on.
They are the third Thursday, and they're alternating morning and night. It'll be at 10 o'clock or 6 p.m. I think the next one's 6 p.m. January...
Yes.
7th night, somewhere along there. I have to look at my calendar, whatever that is.
Before they could get the new agenda out there. So you guys just have the one that they have.
Got two here. That was up here.
My turn.
And the other
my turn.
Let's settle down. Everybody's talking at one time here. I mean, you still have your able to go to these meetings and attend those and voice your concerns or whatever. And I apologize, it's not on the agenda that y'all have tonight, what we're talking about, but ain't nobody perfect.
Okay. Joe, you have a question? If we're against that special exception, can we do it here, or do we have to do it at the other meeting?
Other meeting. And this one.
You can do it in
both.
Okay. You can do it in both. The there's more general discussion in the public hearing meeting at the LPA board.
Any more questions?
Because that's the only items that are talked about in that meeting are the zoning
and one more question, if I may. Will the notification of that meeting be in advertised in the newspaper just like the other one? Okay, thank you very much.
Yes, sir. And it has, you know, just a recap, it's taken years to get to this point right here. It really has, along with storms and everything else that we have happening. It's taken a while to get here. I'm happy to be here. I'm excited to see how it grows. And obviously, you're welcome to come and be a part of those meetings as well.
Okay, motion to go first.
Motion by Mark.
Second.
Second by Jamie. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
All right, the next item, Resolution 2024-120, a resolution of the Board of County Commissioners of Dixie County, Florida, to approve a variance to be granted after item section 12.3 of Dixie County Land Development Regulations to grant a variance within the section 4.3.7 ESA subparagraph 1 of Dixie County Land Development Regulations for a variance of the reduction of setback on the north side of the property from 25 feet to 5 feet for the construction of a new pole barn, which is located within section 4.3.7 Environmental Sensitive Area ESA Zoning District, as provided the petition dated by the petition dated November 19, 2024, Flynn Joseph has requested the Dixie County Board of County Commissioners to grant a variance as provided in section 4.3.7 ESA subparagraph 1 Dixie County Land Development Regulations for a variance for the reduction of side setback on the north side of the property line, 25-5 for construction of new pole barn, Bay Environmental Sensitive Area Zoning District, as follows: Dixie County Parcel Number ID 24101300048783600823 Northeast 824 Street, Old Town, Florida 32680, Mission District 2, Mr. Daniel Wood. It has a recommendation for approval of the board.
Any opposition?
None recorded.
Any opposition here on this one? Motion to approve.
No.
Motion.
Second.
Second by Jamie. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Same time? Motion carries.
Ordinance 2024-09, Robert Judd, application 2024-0134, a resolution of the Board of County Commissioners of Dixie County, Florida, serving as the Planning and Zoning Board of Dixie County, Florida, to amend the zoning outline of the land development regulations by amending the future land use map classification from residential modern density to commercial general zoning district on certain lands within the unincorporated area of Dixie County, Florida, reviewing all resolutions in conflict, providing effective date.
And that's mine.
That's yours.
And gentlemen, before y'all vote, just so the record's clear, it is actually an ordinance of the board. It says the resolution. I have checked what the
we're doing resolution.
We'll be signing it that day.
Yes. So this is a this had a 4-1 vote for approval from the LPA board. The 2 acres of the boat storage that Good Time Ran out on.
I know exactly what it's
about. Yeah, I know.
Do we want to sell it from the
get-go?
I have opposition here, don't I?
Yeah.
Do what?
I heard opposition.
No, there's an approval. The OPA board was a 4-1 vote.
Okay.
So to approve.
To approve.
So I get the vote.
Yeah, you get the vote.
My recommendation. I'll make the motion to deny. All the citizens down there does not want RVs up under there. This started. Hell. This started. Y'all put some illegal RVs down there when y'all first got there. Yes, y'all did, because I had to get them moved. Isn't that right?
Correct.
So I don't know what y'all's plans are, but it ain't for no RVs down that street.
Nobody asked for no RVs.
They were up under that.
You jumped on me. So I'm going to ask you this as a county commissioner, and I'm not trying to be rude or be a jerk. When have you come to see me since the storms? When have you come
to see me? I have not come to see you.
Exactly. We have tried, and we're looking to spend $3 to $5 million in this community to try. We might ask for an RV park. I'm sure there's opposition for RV. I'm not asked for it. I went to Leon and said, what can I do? He told me I could do absolutely nothing with that 2 acres that has a boat bar on it because it resides under a special exemption. I've got 17 rental boats that are destroyed. I can't have a shop. I can't do nothing with it. You know, that property is completely useless except for a boat park. Apparently can fix it under the special exemption. I can't do anything. I'm not asked for an RV park. You say you got opposition. I have support.
Well, I have plenty of opposition. Everybody that lives down there. Everybody has a house down there.
So you can't even build a little restaurant back now.
That 2 acres. I can, my marina I can do this, but that 2 acres of ground that was on a special exemption, I'm going to back up. that property was deemed with a special exemption where it can have 126 dry storage slips that spans 8 acres, according to the original plan and plat. Not asking for that. We're asking for what is already operational as a commercial use right now under special exemption to be deemed commercial, so I can go to Leon and say, hey, I want to put my fence back up. I want my dry storage. I want to put somebody up there. I may want to put a parking lot. I may want to put a marine maintenance storage or marine maintenance building up there for my 17 rental boat. Under no circumstances have I come before any of these boards and said, I'm going to put an RV lot. Quite the contrary, I said, I promise that I'm not going to do that in any time in the next to near future of any shape, form, or fashion. You know, everybody's got their all their hair up in a bunch over who said, she said. I'm the guy that said
that. What is your intention to do?
My intention to do right this minute is to use the property as it is right now, as a boat store. Clean it up, put a roof on it, survey the damage, put a fence around it, get with Mr. Leon, get some plans, and put a pole barn or some sort of maintenance shed, because, like I said, I've got 17 rental boats that's being worked on in the middle of a park. That's my intention for right now. I can't tell you what 5 years down the road holds. I can't tell you that I'll own the place in 5 years down the road. I can tell you that I left Infinity Homes 2 days ago out of Georgia, and I talked with them and signed a deal with them to try to put X number of rooms back on the piece of property down there, and the numbers they give me back said it was $4.2 million, and I had a conference call with my owner, and provided how things go, that's the direction we're leaning towards, but still, we don't want to be messed over, we don't want to mess over you guys, but I got to be able to make some sort of money while this thing is in the shape it's in, because I'm probably one of the biggest businesses in your district, Mr. Olson. I probably employ more people than anybody in that area down there. When I closed the doors on there, I laid off 37 people and kept 6 of them full-time around the clock. The way it's going when we open back up, says that I will employ 60 full-time people, all residents of Dixie County, right across the river. And if that's a president that we want to set forth, that's fine with me. But like I said, what's the reason I asked you to open? You stuck your finger up at me and I asked you when you coming down there and stuck your hand out and talk to me face to face like we are right now.
Because I got a lot of complaints about them RVs being up there, people living up there.
And to my knowledge, when they was up there, when we bought the place, we went through one storm and then we went through Idalia, then we went through Davy, then we went through Helene. And the minute it come to my desk, how fast did they leave?
It took a while.
Didn't take a while. When they left, when they come to my desk, they left within 13 days. I tracked it. And one of them had to do through the legal way of eviction notice because he squatted on that. His name was Preston Brown. I can tell you who it was. And he was kind of a little bit violated that because I took the truck, couldn't put it out on myself. I'm welcome to talk to anybody. Like I said, I have people that oppose it, people support it. We're not trying to destroy you.
I'm not.
To get better.
My motion is going to be is not to turn that into commercial. It's for single family homes, and I want to keep it that way. So I don't know what the rest of this board wants to
do. Was it in commercial in the past?
It's commercial right now on a special exception.
It's only a boathouse.
Do they have a special exception or something to be commercial?
Ma'am.
Yeah, stand up station.
Can
you turn it over to commercial?
Can
you put
anything in
there? I know
that, ma'am.
Yeah.
Can you
put a workshop in the area right now?
Gentlemen and ladies.
Okay.
You gotta stay
stand
up.
Yeah.
Thank you.
One at a time, please. And if you will, please come to the podium and state your name and offer the record.
I feel like I live right across the street from where he wants to move and change everything. My issues are the fact that I don't want anything going commercial down that road. If he wants to go commercial, it's commercial, and they can do anything he wants. Now, he's just here to comment himself. I don't know. I may put a parking lot in. He doesn't plan on putting a parking lot, but I can tell you right now, where we live, the amount of stuff that's gone in with people not doing what they're supposed to has changed the water dramatically on our land. Floods the water in front of us, floods his property, floods down where the fish are right now.
I don't have a problem where his boats are. I don't have a problem with his boat prize storage. I don't have a problem with his campers or his little cabins. I have a problem with moving anything beyond that boat storage and turning it into commercial. So what I don't understand is if it already has a special exemption on that property, why can the special exemption not be maintained and perpetuity or whatever you want to call it, so that he can do what he needs to do? I understand he needs to run a business, but I also understand we are in a residential area, and the amount of traffic just now coming in trying to fix the property down there is speed down way past 35 miles an hour. The structure of the land around us has changed dramatically. We run three pumps on our property because everybody has changed the water tables. We put the parking lot in. Where's that water going to go? It's going to go right across the street onto my property. I have to get another pump. And here's the other thing that, okay, we're not talking about the next year because we all know what he needs to do in the next year or 2 years or 3 years. We're talking down the road when if it goes commercial, it never goes back. That means all the property down there, because it's all land down there, means everybody else is going to come in and start doing commercial. What I want to say is that, I apologize. I'm just really passionate about it because it is residential. He does have a business, but if the parking lot goes changed, and he decides that he wants to sell it, and it's commercial, it can be a parking lot. Oh, I know what you're going to say. Is that if it does go parking, or if, let's just say trailers do go in there. Okay, we're living on a trailer right now while we're rebuilding our property. We have had to move that trailer twice in the middle of the night, just in the last 4 weeks, because we get title searches. We have lost property from a title search when we first came here. You have people who wanted to put in RVs, just, you know, one piece of property over from us and got denied. You have Kilmer's Point that wanted to put in stuff and they all got denied because we don't want to change the structure of Dixie County, which is what we don't want to turn into a tailor. We don't want to have all this stuff going on. But at the same time, I understand the logistics. He does have a business. So to me, the easiest and the most reasonable thing and would accomplish what he needs to accomplish, but still keep us all, is you've already made an exemption on that spot. Keep the exemption, or change the exemption for that spot alone, and leave the rest of it as it is, where we know it can't be changed. I don't know. But I live literally across the street from it. I see who that's. When I sit at my, but otherwise, everything that went on the road course, everything that goes up and down, the things that go on, and it does make an effect. It's already there when Grudat's was in, no place to park. And we talk about changing the land or the structure. You guys put in that parking lot down the street, the community parking lot down by Booker. It wasn't approved properly. You know, all that water ran on our property until the county came out and fixed the drainage on the road. I don't know. I'm just...
Commissioner, if you would like, Chairman, if you'd like, I'll start keeping time for you and let you know when 3 minutes is up. I know it's kind of keeping you from being occupied, if you want me to just let you know when the 3 minutes is up. But that won't be that. That's not
an agreement. Okay, sir. I had to pull up the map for the location, just in case there's any question. And highlighted in blue right there.
Where do they live at? Where do they live at, Pam? Where at?
That was the boat storage area, is that what it was?
Yep.
Is it currently, is the special exceptions currently still running, or how is that going?
Those are the ones, these are not ones that expire. This type of special exception here, the only one we have that expires is like on RVs, we have those expiring yearly. So this runs. The issue I think he's having is, and other
things that are allowed under special exception and things that are not allowed. Because it's a special exception, he can't insure it.
Where's the dude's phone, Ron?
How did Martin do
it? So the future land use map shows almost the entire area of Gina in the designated urban development area. It's a legal request. It's been operation as a commercial site since 2015 when the board granted the special exception. I know everybody's made the argument about the campground. I know that. I just want to advise the board and remind them that they approved the campground further back on that map, back towards the edge of the river, and also one up the road from there. I know there's a bunch of fear about growth and change. I know that, but I don't get a vote on it. I just process the paperwork and bring it before you.
60 jobs is what you're looking at?
Yeah.
Versus 30? Is that where you was at, 30?
At least 60 jobs. I employed 28 people on the slow season, 37, and open season. The new layout will put us at 60 year-round, and during college season, closer to 75 people.
The new layout is going to employ all these people. What is that going to entail?
It's going to be 40 motel rooms and the current cabins that we have and a brand new restaurant that is going to be built on site. Right now we have a food truck, but we will have a start with 40 rooms with the goal at some point in time to go to 80 because the land will take it and the parking will take it to have 80 rooms in the air. We start with 40 because that's what I can afford to do. And then the 40 rooms is going to be, like I said, well over $3 million. So, but the total goal in time is to have the actual marina operate with at least 30 rental boats, the restaurant, and 80 rooms within the next 3 to 5 years, which will put me to employ anywhere from 60 to 100 people, depending on 60 years, if I can get that.
Now, if you zoom in.
The restaurant all going to go on that same site?
No. I'm talking about the marina site.
Well, we got the site there, the boat storage, but the restaurant's going to go on the other side of the road. Right. I'm just trying to.
What's actually going on with that piece of property?
Yeah.
And then he represents the owner as the applicant, and the owner owns the property on the other side of that borders that right there as well.
You're right, Leon.
If you zoom in,
the restaurant and all's going over there, what on the where the boat storage lot is, what actually are y'all gonna do with that property?
Right now our goal is to fix it and put a mechanic shop in it and
that's not where the motel's going or any of that.
That's not where the motel's going.
That's why I'm trying to clarify.
Motel's going on the water.
Okay. I think that's where a lot of confusion is.
Motel's going on the water.
You're just going to do a mechanic shop and the boat storage like you've been doing all along.
We've been doing all along, and like I said, we own 8 acres up through there on that entire side of the street.
And
Mr. Hart owns the other side of the street, you know, and he's here with us. And like I said, we own that entire, between me and him, we own that entire side of the street all the way up through there.
If I understand it correctly, Reed, you're asking for this to go commercial is because you're not allowed to get insurance.
I'm not allowed to get insurance, and I'm not allowed to do anything else because it says special exception boat storage, which completely nullifies it for anything. No future water, no future sewer, no anything for the marina shop, for just have the restroom, a wash bay. It nullifies it for any permit or anything whatsoever because I've asked Mr. Wright about it. And it nullifies it for anything any further because it is on a special exemption on residential lot. So it is dead in the water as we speak.
Well, motion still stands. I don't nothing commercial down there.
What's your name?
Paul Green.
What part is that?
My name is Paul Greenwell. I live at 86 Southwest, which is up front, of just from the boat storage. I have nothing against boat storage with a working shop in there. My problem is that if you open up that area for commercial, are you going to open up, is the entire 7, 8, 9 acres going to be open for commercial?
No, he's a
spot.
Just
yes, for his spot. just for his land.
Well, no, I mean, he's got seven more acres.
He owns multiple parcels. He's only asking for that 2 acres right there.
So he'd have to come back on the other parcels, do the same thing all over.
Okay. Now, you know, because my only concern is I'm anti-RVs. We don't want them. The piece of property to the right of my house has been purchased 3 times in 5 years, and every one of them come in here saying they were going to put RVs, and they were denied. The last owner actually came in here and put gravel in. He was headed towards RVs without even asking permission. We've had another one down the street towards David's house. I think that was an illegal RV site that didn't have permission, if I'm correct.
Just by him, Leon, just getting zoned commercial, that doesn't give him a right to put as many RVs as he wants.
No, but it does unlock other permittable items. Now, it will do, because it's changing the zoning district right there. Now, it's within the future land use map to be changed, and that future land use map came out from the Planning Council many, many years ago.
This is the same map that we looked at with whenever they done that. That was coming up in 25, wasn't it?
If you imagine, just so the audience understands, that designated development area is an outline that's already pre-outlined for growth and for commercial items to grow in. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but there is a lot of it in Gina, big block in Gina. And they have city water, city sewer, so it's set up to grow. I understand the fears. I get it. I see it. You know, yeah, don't get me wrong. It was controversial at the LPA meeting.
I'm weird because the owner did put a park lot in without permit, and that's why I'm weary. I mean, the gravel park lot was put in directly across the street from the restaurant. I never saw any signs, anything going up. And actually, an employee with Dixie County told me that it was not permitted. You know, so I mean, I'm scared. I'm going to be living across 95 RVs one day. You know, our boats come in and out during the day. That road has got so many potholes. I can sit in my living room with the TV on, the air conditioning running, and I can hear them running down the road to that parking lot. That I can put up with that, but I can't put up with RVs coming in at 10, 11 o'clock at night. You know, things like that. It's going to get crazy down that road. That road is not safe to drive on. We have to. The one, I can't remember, what's the one road they were out from my house that floods right now?
Where Gil Stewart lives, right there on the side.
Yeah, but it rains, or when we have a title surge, it's under 6 inches of water because people on other properties have filled in. Guy across the street put 350 loads of dirt in and put a concrete wall up, and now those properties won't drain. So, I mean, I don't want the traffic at 10, 11 o'clock at night, and I don't want RVs. I'll be happy to support you on a building back in that.
That's all everybody's concerned about, people coming in 10, 11 o'clock at night for a full RV park. It's never going to happen.
Now, but I have a question.
Mr. Howard?
My name is Howard Hart. Most of you know me. Some of you may not. I live in Gina. I said this the other day at the other meeting. I lived in Gina since 74. Been flooded 3 times. Through the Rock Creek Road because it's kind of getting tiresome to prepare your house. So I got up on a hill. A hurricane came this time. I just sat there and helped the door. Everything was fine. But I could say a lot of stuff about Steen Hatchett. I own Steen Hatchett's Hardware across the river. God is really blessed. And I'm grateful and thankful for that. But make a long story short, let me ask you a question. If a person owns a piece of property, okay, they pay their taxes to you, okay, and they don't break the law, why do you sit here and say, you and you are going to control the rest of us? That ain't right. any way you figure. You can sit there and point your finger at somebody if you want to. Say whatever you want to. But I pay my taxes, I pay it on time, and I ought to be able to use what I want on that property if I want to. But we have a few people that will come here and just say, but I don't want him over here, I don't want him over there. Let me ask you a question. If there is a big development in Gainesville, okay, let's say it's a big complex worth millions of dollars, okay, and there's a contract out that we're going to need, we're going to have at least 500 palm trees. But there's somebody on the corner bitching because I don't want that thing here. What are you going to do? You're going to do the palm tree. We got growing pains that's been at you. We got people in Gina that could care less what happens to them. They're happy with their little square lot, and that's okay. But don't go tell me what. That's just not right. I don't care how you do it. You can call it politically correct or incorrect. That's not right. Every one of us in this room is one another. Go on vacation. We go to a big mall and we buy all this stuff, everything in the world, and probably them people that had to give up their home in a subdivision because of the complex that's being built. We're not growing pains and we're all going to have them. Are we going to let somebody, two or three, govern what happens where there's two big developers that's got millions of dollars and wants to see our community grow? You say, I don't want to grow. Okay, look across the river. Why do we have sewer and water in Dixie County? Why do we have it? Because of Taylor County. But I don't like Taylor County. That's nothing but a hellhole.
Well, that's a cluttered up mess, Mr. Howard.
Sir?
That's a cluttered up mess over there, and everybody complains about it. Golf carts, RVs.
But you're enjoying it.
No, I'm not.
No, you're not. Right. You're not. Well, but other I'm people not around all. You are. But not you, because you're right here in your little world. And you stay in your little world.
Well,
I'm not going to say
that. RVs you want beside your house, move them over there.
Look, I'll see that we said that to the Methodist Church. And somebody said to me, well, they're going to build an RV park right next to the Methodist Church. And one of the church members asked me, said, if they moved up next to your house, what would you do? You know what I would do? I'd invite them to church. Yep. I mean, everybody around us are equal. We can travel and we can go and we can come, but when you go to the mountains, what do you want to do? I want to enjoy it, have fun, I'm going to buy something, I'm going to look, and I'm going to enjoy the environment around us. Dixie County deserves the same thing, but some people say, no, I'm in my world. Please don't try to control my piece of property because you don't like it. Thank you.
So this is going to create 60 jobs or 30 more than what you already got.
Since you referred to palm trees.
Well, my
name is Sarah Ross, and I am on the planning board for District 5. I buy land. I have land in Dixie County. I have land in Taylor County. And I have never been to Taylor County nor Dixie County and ever asked for a zoning change. We invest in land. My husband sells palm trees. He's self-employed. I do not work. I stay at home and raise my family, and I homeschool them. We don't have a retirement, so we invest in land. You are to buy land and know, just like what Mr. Leon has said, he refers it to like a Carfax. When you're buying a vehicle, you look at the Carfax. When you buy land, you do your due diligence, you look at the zoning. That's what these people want. It has nothing to do with me. I don't make a dime, and I'm not selling palm trees in Gainesville. I have no interest at all. I don't make any money when somebody builds and goes and buys at Ace Hardware. I don't make any money when Big Bend Water Authority develops and all that money and supplies are through Ace Hardware. I make no money. I am the voice for the people. They have concerns because their zone there will not be commercial unless you change it commercial. Is it to grow in the future land use map? Absolutely. In density of a residential community. Where the mistakes are made is when you do start growth and you keep adding because the next one will go. And in 10 years, the next one will go and the next one will grow. It changes it. Taylor County, they zone their land differently than Dixie. And thank God I live in Dixie because I would never live in Taylor. And I have land in Taylor. But I've done things in Taylor, but I've never rezoned. I know what I buy. And that's what these developers should know when they buy, just like Leon says. Look at the Carfax. Look at the zoning. There's no special exemption or any extra privilege just because you spend $5 million. Because I can promise you, as a youth leader in Dixie County, First Baptist Church of Tuna, I'm putting in more time and energy into that community that will last a lifetime, more than $5 million, because I'm helping the next generation be good moral citizens for this county. We are a rural community. We're going to fight like hell to keep it that way. And we shouldn't be pressured and changed. So please just consider that. I'm not making any money. I have no benefit other than I can keep my rapport with my community and I can be there and help and talk to them about Jesus Christ because I'm not trying to force money and me get money in my pocket. Because what Howard doesn't have is he can't go to any of those people on 9/11 Street and talk to them about Jesus because he puts his nose up to them. But I can because I get a rapport and love with these people. It's my community. And I will fight for my community. Thank you.
Thank you, Sadie.
This company may employ 60 people, which is wonderful. 58 of them are going to be at the restaurant. How many mechanics are you going to have? So, I mean, when you come up and you say, I'm going to be employing, 60 employees, understand that 58 is going to that existing restaurant, the hotel, and everything like that. We're making a decision on possibly two mechanics working on boats.
I thought you said you didn't have a problem with the mechanic working on the boat.
I'm just saying, there's going to be impact if it's commercial. All right, where's oil separation going? Where's, if we're going to be working on a mechanic, if you're putting in a workshop, I want that to be taken into consideration. That's all I'm saying. They're going to be changing oil, be working on motors and everything like that. I just want that to be taken into consideration.
This is what I do. They're down there doing it right in the parking lot of the old motel. Was down there. Here's what else I know. Site from 2015 is being operated as a commercial site, and they didn't ask for all 8 acres, they asked for two. And all I do is I bring it. I have the map, we have all the future land use maps and everything right here. The LPA voted a 4-1 in approval. That's all.
Question. How much tax do we make off that property right now?
That's not in my...
How much would we make when he builds that? Right now, I hate to say it, we ain't got two things to do. We can let people build and bring taxes so we don't have to up our taxes. And there's a lot of people that cannot afford to up the taxes. Because I'm helping a lot of people right now.
This man is too. To buy groceries once a month, every other month. We up the taxes,
$50. That's $50 more that person cannot afford. My aunt's one of them. So, I'm sitting up here. We lost a lot of tax revenue. In the next couple of years, we got to figure out. We can't cut back no more than what we can cut back. We got Hutch is needing to hire some help. We can't afford to hire no more help. We got people claiming that we can't get out there and fix our roads right now because we ain't got the help. We can't afford it. So where are we going to get the money from? Two ways. Can y'all afford us to jack the taxes up? No, you can't because I don't want my taxes jacked up. I don't want your taxes jacked up.
The only way we're going to make the money is build.
I'm sorry.
I'm good with building houses, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Family single home house.
If I could sell my name is Sue Gilbo. I live in Gina. My whole
thinking is, if it's zoned commercial, you don't know what you're going to get. Because he said, we might do this, we might do that, we might do the other. We want homes there. We want homes for people to live in. We do not need another mess there. There's a lot of mess as it is. And like the campground that's going in behind the Methodist Church, sure, we'll invite them to church. But if they're going to be partying out there all the time, you know, there needs to be a wall built there. That's another thing. I'm just saying, if it goes commercial, we have no hope for anything.
We got a motion. We got a second.
Yeah.
You got a second.
I second it. Yep. I think the old school families in Dixie County should have a say so. And I've had too many of them call me.
You got a motion with a second?
You denied.
Mm-hmm.
You denied, right?
That's why I'm here.
Yep.
All in favor? All opposed? Motion died.
Commissioner, I'm sorry. Did you get the chairman voted?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure she got this vote. Thank you.
It was a 4-1.
Yes, sir, Stevie.
You want me to clarify about the county vote grant prior to clearing it up?
Not in just a minute. Just a minute. Go ahead.
Well, that motion died. We have to entertain another motion.
Yeah. Somebody's got to make another motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Got a motion approved by Mark. Second by Jamie. All opposed? All for it?
I'll send it.
You had a free to approve. Okay. Yeah. That is correct, no one. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I was thinking. Okay. So the first ordinance is two ordinances on land use changes right there. Ordinance 2024-10, Robert Judd, applicant of 2024-135, and it should say an ordinance of the Board of County Commissioners of Dixie County, Florida, serving as the Planning and Zoning Board of Dixie County to amend the official zoning atlas of the Land Development Regulation and amend the official zoning atlas map classification from residential to single family to commercial to general zoning to certain lands within the unincorporated area of the state of Florida to hear all resolutions in conflict to provide effective date.
Motion.
Second.
I'm marching to Mark. Second by Jamie.
All opposed.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
How many ayes? Three.
How are you? You opposing it?
No. What?
Two opposed?
One.
One opposed? Is the 4-1?
I know that was intense. The LPA meeting was just as intense. And they're all volunteers. They all represent on the board. And I'm here to tell you, they all done a very good job. And the next LPA meeting, we're going to have a big development on it. If you want to come in and sit, that was the development that I knew was going to be very controversial, that I asked the board to send out for third-party review. That's the one that got tabled. And that's what I did. I bring it back there. No, it was in Gina. That's why I have words right there.
Okay.
So we alternate those meetings. In January, we start at 6 p.m. here in this room right here. And then the other month, we alternate 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. But the way we have it set up is every nighttime meeting, you'll come back before the county commissioners. There will be no morning county commissioner meetings or anything that the opposer or
The next one we're going to have was the dinner thing going to be on the 19th.
It'll be a both nighttime meetings. It'll be a public hearing, LPA nighttime meeting, and a county commissioner's. And you'll have multiple people there presenting that. I think it's a very good opportunity for people to come and watch. See. Thank you, Lord. That's all I have.
Thank you.
Thank you, Leon.
Scotty?
He's not here. Don't be too
late.
Here. What
did you do? Aaron?
The only thing I have for the board is back when Dwayne was county manager, we spoke to the state about getting a generator for financially constrained counties for the school, the new high school, to run that 100%. That was brought to the board, and y'all said to apply for it. We sent that to the school board to get all the information for. They applied for it, but the state wanted to come through the county. So what I have here is a $1.5 million grant to the Dixie County Board of County Commissioners to provide a generator for backup power to shelter at the Dixie County High School to make that 100% power compliant, you would say. Mm-hmm. So it runs their school at 100% power if the power goes out. But they're asking us to sign the contract, us to do the bidding in partnership with the school board. So if it is okay with the board, I would like Mr. Jenkins, the county manager, to go in with me and sign this electronic on this and go that route. It is a reimbursement style grant. But what that can be done is we can either A, go for an advance and ask them for an advance on that 1.5, or, hang on before we start shaking our head yes, what I recommend we do is the latter part is they said that they can pay off an invoice. So we go out for bid. We go out for three bids. We get the invoice as they start work. Johnny's contracting service that comes in with the bid hands us the invoice. We send the invoice straight to the state. They pay the invoice directly. There's no money out of county pocket.
That's advance pay.
Yes.
I like that.
Well, that's not advance pay. Advance pay is where they give us $1.5 million. We have to put in a non-bearing checking account and everything like that. That's the advance pay.
It's not a 45-day pay, basically.
Yes. Yes, I recommend we go with the state if the board decides to go with this.
You need a motion?
I need a motion, yes, sir.
A motion by David.
Second.
Second by Daniel. All in favor?
Aye.
John, if you would tomorrow, get with me and we'll sign this electronic. And we can go from there, Ms. Chana.
Yeah, I will have it reviewed by tomorrow. It's on my desk.
I will hand you this copy because I've got numerous electronic copies for you.
Yeah, I apologize. I had got a little more stuff done today, but I had a couple hearings.
Gail?
That is all. I have, Matt has one thing for you as a resolution for the matching grant.
Well, two things. There's a thank you letter from Chief Brown. He couldn't be here tonight. Thank you all for your support. We had about half the turnout this year as we did last year. We switched the venue, so some people didn't know about that. But we attribute a lot to the storm. Everybody got hit hard this year with the storm and everything else, so we kind of expected the turnout to be a little bit down. And two, the weather. It was freezing. I was on the hayride most of the night in that field. And I was freezing to death, so I was glad to get off that hayride. The second thing, earlier this year we found out from our distributor that our life packs out of nowhere They don't make the parts. There are cardiac monitors. We have to have them on our truck. It's state mandated. It's the most valuable piece of equipment we carry besides the ambulance itself. It's the cardiac monitor, the defibrillator. It's what we use to save lives. It really is our most valuable piece of equipment besides our people and our trucks. There's $69,000 between the piece of equipment and all the accessories, the cords and batteries and everything else. Earlier in the year, our vendor came to us and told us all the ones that we have are obsolete. They don't make parts for them anymore, so if they break, we can't get them fixed. Can't buy used ones. There's nothing we can do with them. Earlier in the year, we had one break, and we started to panic because we don't have any backups. So we started having to alternate ones we had on some of our fire trucks, which put some of our trucks out of service. We managed to scramble. We bought one. We just budgeted and bought two more two trucks that are in Texas. But unfortunately, we need seven, and they're $69,000 apiece. So we're putting in a grant for our match grant. It's our match grant that we get every year from the state, or we apply for every year from the state. It's a 75-25 grant because we're a rural county. Some numbers. So they cover 51,931 if we get the grant, and our part is 17,310 for a grand total of 69,241. So I'll go ahead and read the resolution. Resolution 2024-115, whereas the Board of County Commissioners of Dixie County, Florida has applied for a grant which will approve and expand the county's emergency medical services, and whereas Dixie County determined that the funds received from the grant will not be used to supplant or replace any existing county EMS budget allocations, and whereas it is hereby resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of Dixie County, Florida, that they do hereby certify that the monies to be received by Dixie County from the EMS County Awards Grant will improve and expand the county's pre-hospital EMS system, and the board does further certify that the funds to be awarded to Dixie County will not be used to supplant or replace existing county EMS budget allocation adopted this 19th day of December 2024.
Motion by Mark. Second by David. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
The state covers 75%. It's $51,931.45. Our 25% match is $17,310.49. And the grand total is $69,241.94.
Thank you.
For a cardiac monitor that's this big, I could buy a brand new diesel truck.
Well, we're in the wrong business.
Thank you.
Gail?
I don't have anything for y'all, but I do have a question. This zoning thing was very confusing. Are we changing the zoning for him or not?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Ms. Holly?
Not here. She's not here.
Ms. Angie?
I don't have anything for y'all, if you have something for me. This was Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you. John Jenkins, County Manager.
Alright. First off, my hand is the first one to the county employees on Tuesday, December the 31st, 2024, the gold money, that have been that long term thing for the period to be done first, and then the fourth effect.
Motion.
Second.
Got a motion in a second. All in favor?
Motion.
David? Second by Jamie. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, the second thing I have is request board approval for the ship rehab reimbursement, Ellis Chaffetz Jr., in the amount of $23,601.
Motion by David. Daniel seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
Hey, what was that number?
$23,000. Third thing I have is request board approval to allocate ARPA grant funds in the amount of $172,738 for the purchase of a 2024 John Deere 524P steering wheel loader from Beard Equipment based on the Stormwater Task Force recommendation.
Motion. Motion by David.
Second.
Second by Jamie. All in favor?
Aye. Next thing I have is request board approval to allocate grant funds in the amount of $130,500 for the purchase of a 2024 John Deere 310P steer backhoe loader from Beard Equipment based on the Stormwater Task Force recommendation.
Motion.
Motion by David.
Second.
Second by Jamie. All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Motion carried.
Next thing I have is requesting board approval to allocate ARPA grant funds in the amount of $53,000 for canal maintenance spraying contract based on the Stormwater Task Force recommendation.
Motion by David.
Second.
Second by Jamie. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Request board approval of the NFPS-2 for the ERI electrical resistivity image survey in the amount of $77.20 for the sheriff's evidence
bureau. Motion by David.
Second.
Second by Jamie. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
We've got a proposal from the insurance company on turnkey operations to restore some of our buildings that have been damaged by the hurricane. Mr. Roy Bass, my assistant county manager, our assistant county manager, is going to explain that to you all, if you don't mind.
So I had a meeting this week. Ms. Angie and a few other people was there. They have the ability to do what they call a turnkey. So they'll go in, and there was five of them on there, which would have put us around $143,000 in our deductibles that we'd have to pay. There's two of them that's already been completed, so we don't have to worry about those. But the other three that are on there, actually there was three. One of them's already being worked on, sorry. So there's three more that's on there. And what they do is they will go in and do all the repairs to these facilities, and they'll have them turnkey ready to go, like in a very short period of time instead of over the next couple of years. All it will cost us is the deductible on the insurance. And then when we're done with that, we turn around and get with Scott, and he gets reimbursement from FEMA, and it don't cost us a dime.
Hey.
Yeah.
You'll have to make a decision on whether we want to let them get started on that, those three projects. The total on that will be $114,340, but we will be reimbursed.
Motion to approve.
Second. Motion by Mark, second by Jamie. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Thank you, Lord. Okay. The informational items, just to remind you all, county offices will be closed on Tuesday, December 24th and Wednesday, December 25th for the Christmas holidays. And also, county offices will be closed if you all vote so. Tuesday, December 31st and Wednesday, January 1st for the New Year holiday. And also, we've got to make a move on getting the old firehouse in Suwanee. And the community center is moved or tore down because that is school board property, and we need to take that down as soon as possible.
I agree with that, and I talked to Hutch on the blocks a little bit. He said he needed the blocks, so hopefully they can get them out of there pretty quick. And I got somebody who might want that old building to tear it down for the lumber out of it. If not, we always got Jody. I'll have you a better answer, but the blocks, we could go ahead and schedule them to get moved out of there at any time. And I'll let you know about the building next morning.
Okay. Also, just to let you all know that we got an email from Ms. Karen Gaines from the school district, and they signed a contract with the FEMA representatives to stay in that building at Old Town until January the 7th. And that contract would end in
December.
Yes, sir.
You might not know, Scott, but that old building down yonder where we was moving y'all from an old town where you used to house the ambulance and all that, now you do it over by the landing pad.
Yes, sir.
How much longer are y'all going to be utilizing? Because I know y'all utilize that building for drop-offs because it's close.
Once we get the logistics building moved from the jail, I believe it's in the process or already been moved.
They're waiting on Marvin Hunt to move.
Yes.
I know we approved to move it.
They're in the process
6 months ago. Yeah.
They're in the process of moving that building over, and then we will be moving all of our logistics out of that facility over to that facility.
So,
behind the helipad, behind the gym school.
Yeah, I know all that. Stadium district.
There won't be anything in the old station
after
that. Do I now? There won't be anything in the old station after that.
Well, we talked about a community building. I'm probably talking poor Daniel, and I should shut up. But the school seems to be having a hard time with us in that building. So would that building be utilized for a FEMA building also? Once we get everything moved out of there?
Well, right now, out of it, and there is mold issues inside. That's why we moved all of our stuff out.
But what I'm saying, Scott, is once we get the building utilized as a community building, will that building be sufficient enough to use for FEMA instead of school?
Correct, yes, sir.
Just trying to follow.
Yeah.
But it is Daniel District. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Hunt's outlet has been a little bit busy with the hurricanes and all the stuff they've been doing.
Okay. The last thing I have is on state of emergencies. We are still in the need of extending those, and I'm asking if the board will give me authorization to contact the chairman on Monday mornings, and if he says okay, for you all to authorize that he's got that decision for us to keep extending them. Because I feel like we need to do it 23rd and at least the 30th.
Well, I'd say until FEMA.
Yeah, do it every week.
Yeah. Was that date the 7th?
The 7th,
yes. Yeah, so at least up until then, stay in and on their head.
We have to contact the board every 7 days.
Yeah. So if you all give me a motion in a second, most to authorize the chairman to do that for us.
Motion?
Yeah, motion.
David made the motion. David made the second. All in favor? Motion carried.
I'm not going to affect them getting the garbage out of Swanee, but I'm getting really sick of all that stuff.
Both of us are. And believe me, we talked on that.
I think they sent it in a truck to Swanee County. Not Swanee County. I live in Swanee County. They empty trucks up and down the road looking for us over here.
Scott and I talked about that, some of that stuff, and with John and Scott, and then I spoke with the DOT with Miss Butler on it also. Seems like it should be there any time. And I've heard that mess.
We're told by DOT that they are down there picking up. The hassle was the seaweed. Seaweed has to be treated differently than vegetative debris.
Good. Yeah, that's so they it away. It changed it real quick.
It's in residential, the logs. They're putting seaweed on top of their vegetative.
Yes, they are.
And they can't pick that up because they have to have a special location for that. That's why there's been the issue with all the seaweed in there. But that's been resolved according to DOT. And I've been told numerous times, same with Mr. Hash and Mr. Jenkins, that they are down there picking up.
I still think they're in 20 counts.
I agree with you because I come through 20 counts the other day.
The gentleman that's picking it up is in, where is he staying at now? Yellow Jacket.
Yeah.
So the contractor lives in Yellow Jacket right now.
I'm glad you said that because Yellow Jacket down yonder, we own a piece of property down there. And they pushed all that stuff or put some of that stuff on our property down there, the residents did. Yes. We need to take our tractor and push it out there to the right of way. They're not going to pick that up and we're going to be hung with it.
If it's on the right of way, they can pick it up. If it's on the property, whether it's county property or not, they will not pick it up.
Is it there by the boat ramp?
Yeah. You know where it's at, don't you, Hudson?
Parking lot is the same way.
Yep. What is it? The Gina
parking lot has it strung down both sides of the parking lot.
Yeah. So we need.
What about there in Swanee where there isn't any road right of way? If the people's yard right up to the edge of the road. I mean, you can't put the files in the road. It's as close to the road as you can get it. But it's not on road right of way. I don't know if there is any road right of way on a lot of those roads.
It's apples, tomatoes. We'll get it.
Yeah.
But we do need to get that hutch on that Yellow Jacket stuff.
Is that all you
and
got, John?
Gina.
You just
want
to
put it
to the road?
Yeah.
I'm
like to say also we had our safety luncheon today. We had a great turnout. Food was great. The company was great. Everybody won door prizes. I want to thank everybody who was a part of it, helping, cooking, donations, commissioners, for your help, your support. I think it was a great event. I wish everybody a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Yeah.
And Martha worked her tail off.
That she did.
She did.
She can have tomorrow off, too. I'll give her tomorrow off.
Good day. Leon.
Good day. Good day.
It really was a good dinner. Hey, I forgot one item, and it's only because I came here right at 4 o'clock at that other meeting. The building department was contacted by a cell phone company, Tower Group, and they looked at a spot that they wanted to know if they could put a tower at. And I done spoke to Mr. John about it, and it's the county property off of Spillers.
Baldy Park.
And they need 80 by 80, and they're willing to lease it. I need y'all give me some kind of direction.
How much?
Just to put John in charge of
it. How much money is that?
Brenda, can we handle any more money?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Now, a motion by Mark, second by Jamie, all in favor?
All right, now, and this money from this lease is going back into the Parks and Recreation. Because that land is what's kind of this, so we're going to put it back into our parks.
So
that's one of the salaries that was deleted a while back due to no parks, so that's going to pay that salary.
That motion, I just want to clarify, it was for John to work with, trying to. So there has to be an application for a special tower, and it'll come back before the board later. I wanted to make sure I remembered to talk about it.
Thank you, Leon. I forgot that, buddy. I appreciate it.
Most of those leases up were $2,000 a month.
I know. That's what I wanted to do.
Well, it takes five more.
I want to say five or eight. Eight. Seven.
Jamie.
Thank you.
That's a pile of money.
Once the lease goes over,
we can go back to the county.
Yeah. We'll get them up on first.
Is that all you got?
Yes, sir. Thank you, all.
Jana?
Yes, sir. Just a couple things. One of the things I want to make y'all aware of, we have still been Speedway traders. Currently, the online application has 126 applications. All total with the paper application, I'm setting it at 180. We have give out, I'll get the number wrong probably, so Ms. Barbara was coming, but I think we give out 93. I have 5 still out there. I'm asking the commission. I did hand y'all out 2 lists. One is pending approval list. What that means is this is anybody who has put in an application who have not received a trade. Some of these have been on the list for a while. Some of these you have told me skip over, whatever, that's noted. However, this is a list that I look at that has not got a trade. The other list I give y'all is the list that has received a trader, because I've had some of y'all ask me who's got traders. So that is the received list. If you gentlemen would let me know, I'm looking at the pending list. I have 5 trailers. You'll let me know who you want to get those 5. If you identify more than 5, then I will request more trailers. But I would ask that y'all allow me to stop accepting applications. There's got to be a stop point. I spend a lot of time on
I think that. We're there. There's 5 trailers. There's 5 commissioners. I already told you mine. And if they don't have one, I'll find one.
But I do want you to look at the list because, like I said, I didn't get a lot of new ones this week, but I've probably got 10 new ones this week. A lot of them are renters. We do still have some owners that have put in some of these that I'm receiving that are renters. These people obviously run rental businesses because when you put the name of the owner in, it'll pop up 20 properties and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I have noted on my records, so I'd be happy to share it with all of it with y'all. These things are on spreadsheets, and I don't print out all of it and bring it to you because it's about 20 pages, and it's confusing to look at because it runs, landscape, and it prints them like that, so it's a little confusing.
I do want to also share with you, I have not given any titles out yet, so y'all are probably getting calls about that. I'm getting them also. I have in my possession right now 58 titles that I need to get the county's name into the individual's name. That is all the titles I have. I have reached out, and we're working on getting the remainders of the titles. So I'm short about 50 titles. We will get that corrected at some point. But in case y'all get calls, that is where we're at. The total that it will cost, if my calculations are correct, I believe they are, would be $6,520 for the 58 that I have right now. I've discussed this with the county manager, of course, and he's looked at it, and he's got a line item identified. I know that the commission before told me to move forward, but I did want to bring that information back before you, because I'm going to hit Ms. Brenda up to let's do this tomorrow. Hopefully she's got somebody signed to check in and make this happen so that we can get these in our name, and I can give at least these 58 titles out to the owners until I can get the other titles in.
I want to thank you for having put up with my district, because you've had me chasing people on another team, and I appreciate that. And I know it's been a stressful on you, but you call me whenever, and I'll go see if they live in what county. This is very and I appreciate you.
That's why I'm running on.
We have helped a lot of citizens. Most all of them have been very appreciative of the trailers. The trailers have been nice trailers. So I was very impressed with the quality that we got. I was a little hesitant at first about what we were going to receive. In some ways, I wish we had got lower quality. Maybe I wouldn't have had to give out 100. But I say that, you know, jokingly, people, please. I'm glad that they were nice trailers. But we have well... First time I come in the office, you will see nothing trailer document. I need to get out of the trailer business. So I'm asking y'all, please, make a motion to close this program down.
Now, motion. Motion and a second. Motion by Mark, second by Jamie. All in favor?
Motion carried.
Like I say, if y'all identify more, I'll give them away the ones we've got, but at least I can say to you. We're not taking any more applications, and I can stop the matter.
On this list.
Ms. Chairman, remember
thank you.
These things still have their housing program coming in along with the bed.
Yes.
So that they can go to Hopeful and apply through there.
Yeah, they can.
And start that process and get in on a being a single wide, an RV, depending on their family dynamic, up to a double wide. Put on their property. That is all handled by FEMA. The county is out of it, just to let you know.
Yes, it's not just because we stopped on this program does not mean FEMA has stopped helping. There are multiple programs out. I know, and I'm assuming that Angie probably shared this in the workshop, and I wasn't here. I apologize to the board for me not being here. My staff was readjusted a little bit about scheduling me for hearings on board days, but these things do happen sometimes. One of them, the judge said we was here, whether I wanted to be there or not, so guess what? I was there. That's the one that ran late. So any be the way.
Dana, I have a question.
A mitigation program that has started. Also, that's that letter that come, I think Mr. Nobles, but I'll, or some of that
somebody on here.
But I have got information on it also. That's where there's looking at possibly raising.
Thank you.
That has not been officially started. It was just a teaser email that has been sent out.
Okay.
As soon as we get the
official,
official start in the application process, yes, we can push that for
January.
January.
The official start date of that.
And
first
come, first serve. Yes, Lizzie. And I forget the name of it. I should have brought it with me, but I think Mr. Noble's letter.
Elevate Florida. Elevate.
Yeah, that's it.
We'll have some more information on that.
Any of you people down in Chinese University that maybe a program, they want to be setting the address to go on. Anyone need? help if FEMA is still in the business of helping. And I'll be glad to say the county will not be doing any more RV applications. I will service every time my commission tells me to, but I will stop when we get to the last one. That is, I do know where the end is, so thank you, Commission. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Ms. Barbie?
Thank you all for the dinner today. And then, Chairman?
I have a question.
Chairman, we have Mary Goodrich on the phone and has a question. Go ahead, Mary.
Can you hear me, Ms. Barbie?
Yeah, I have a question for Chana. Does she have a price on what it's going to cost to title those for the people that got the trailers to get them titled in their name? If she has a price for individual people yet?
Yes, Ms. Mary. My understanding from the tag and title is $85 if it's done within 30 days of it being transferred from the county to them. I will be contacting them just as soon as I get it done. If I get it done this Friday, I will reach out to them. And if they do it within the 30 days, it should be $85. I don't know if there's any tax on it, but it'll be under $100. If they wait over 30 days, my understanding it does it for $115.
Okay, so it's going to be either $85 or $100.
Yes, ma'am, and that's the reason I wrote it when I brought it to the board, said on an average of around $100 a head, but that's what we anticipate being the issue, and I anticipate most people will do it within the 30, so it'll probably be a little under $100 to the person that took the camper.
Okay, thank you.
Is that all you had, Ms. Murray? Barbie?
Only thing I have to remind y'all is Ms. Becky's last day is tomorrow, so we're going to have a little reception from 10 to 12. So y'all stop in and say goodbye to her. She's going to miss everybody. Yeah, be at home.
From 10 to 12?
10 to 12. Brenda, you have
any? Sure.
Okay, that's all we have.
Is that all you have?
Yes.
We appreciate you. David, County Commissioner Adams?
Yes, I have two or three things. I want everybody to keep their prayers for the W.C. Mills family. His wife's not doing well at all, but it does not look real good. Just keep them in your hearts and prayers for them. And as soon as I get out of here, I'll go straight to the hospital. It does not look good at all. And I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year's. It's been a controversial meeting, but we try to do what's best for our citizens, and I appreciate everybody. And the third thing, the governor has gave us extra days off, or gave state employees over there, which I'm a state employee, which I get Monday off too. But I would like to make the motion to have the county employees to have the 23rd on also.
The 23rd? I thought we discussed not doing that before we didn't have the fun. I thought that was along those lines.
We did. No motion. We discussed not to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That was Thanksgiving.
Same situation.
They're going to get paid out regardless if they're off or not.
Those
just
aren't
all holiday comp. Or
well,
23rd, they don't get holiday comp.
Well, ain't our employees through these hurricane stuff busted their rumps quite a bit?
Yes, they did.
I'm going to say Merry Christmas. I second that motion.
Got a motion with a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Y'all mean it always not going to get started on his first day?
Mm-hmm.
Always not going to get started on his first day.
Hey, just so you're aware, on the 23rd, I'm going to be moving into my office.
Yeah.
You just won't get paid for it. I'd say that's
better. I'm still going to get paid.
Be holiday pay.
Jamie?
Admin.
The clerk be open.
I'm going to say Merry Christmas to everybody. And Happy New Year. We've had a blessed year. Good Lord washed us up a couple of times, but he got us through it. So we've just got to hold hands, stand together, pray for one another, build back. Build back better and stronger. And just be safe as if you travel anywhere.
Mark?
Just wish everybody a Merry Christmas and enjoyed the dinner today, but mainly enjoyed the reason we had it was safety dinner, quote unquote, but it's Christmas at the end of the day. And y'all just remember that. And hold your loved ones tight, hold them close. We're not guaranteed tomorrow. I said it today out there in the meeting, and I said it, and I looked over there, and it broke my heart because of what I said, what I did, but I really meant it. But we just had an employee lose someone, a niece. And I just seen it in her face after I said it. But y'all hold your loved ones close to you. Appreciate them. They might not be here next year. I might not be here next year. None of us knows. So just enjoy your family time. Make a lot of memories. Take a lot of pictures. And I know if you Leon right, you'll have a picture of everything. So, but y'all enjoy your Christmas. Remember the reason behind it. And let's start out our new year, 2025. We got a lot of roads ahead of us. A lot of bumps in the roads. And we're starting out with a new administration, with John as manager, Roy as assistant manager, and a finance director that's going to keep us in line. She's finally got the reins turned over to her, and so I'm looking forward to it, and I thank Miss Barbie for doing that and making a good hire there, and looking forward to 2025. I'm probably the most excited I've ever been as being a commissioner, and this is my fourth term. I'm going into my fourth term now, and I'm looking forward to our new staff. I've never been in that position, so let's work safe next year. Enjoy what we got during Christmas, and enjoy your family. Thank y'all.
Daniel?
I just want to say Merry Christmas to everybody, and have a Happy New Year. And John, you've done a real good job with my lights, man. But let's just keep after them rumble strips down there. After the
fact, hey, matter of fact, I done got with the CD.
I figured I was making it happen. Oh, yeah. But everybody have a Happy New Year and Merry Christmas. That's it.
Just like everybody else, happy. Wish everybody a Happy New Year and a Merry Christmas. And I want to thank Hutch for doing a prototype on the road going up there towards my mama's on. Putting ditches back and putting the crown back on the road so we won't have so much maintenance, and it's really looking good. I know it's been a lot of work to get it to that point, but I think in the long run, if we get all the roads back in the county back in that shape with a crown, with a ditch with water to run off, there'll be a lot less maintenance on our part on that being upkeep of the roads. So they won't be some rain to pond in the middle of the road from the flat.
I agree.
So I appreciate that, and again, I want to wish everybody a safe and Merry Christmas, and remember the reason for the season.
Yep. All I got.
Yes, sir.
You said you're going to have public comments?
Yes. Come on.
It's that time. It's public comment.
It's been a long time since I've been there. I'm Jim Zerber from Steen Hatchie, 40 years plus. David, I've known a long time. We were the only runners in Steen Hatchie for years, and he's still doing it. Here's the Aaron's issue. 2 years ago, the governor appointed me to the Voting Advisory Commission. So I'm one of the 15 people that look and advise the legislature on voting regulations. Steen Hatchie River with the sailboat. Sailboats are beautiful. I'm a power boater. I'm in the commercial fishing business. But they're all been tied out illegally. Engine block, 55. My commissioner, Michael Newman, I feel blessed, he's been working hard on this. He's attended a couple meetings. I'd like the commissioners here to vote on it, to get a rep to attend these meetings. We canceled the last one, right? And the one was canceled at Adelia. We've had two or three of them. Well, we'd like to see some representation so that the two counties can possibly work together. Get moorings that are put in engineered, because now there's only three boats left. Guess where they're all at. And every time we pull a boat out, it's $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000 that Sammy Royal is charging, or whoever's doing the haul out. And those people are walking away paying nothing.
Yeah. Oh, I wish we could work together so y'all quit pushing them over on our side of the river and we haven't dig them out.
They all right on the Dixie County side. I mean, that's just a fact, right? They end up over there.
This is in the last meeting we had down at St. Nancy River Club.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of them SFC officers said they were going to monitor some and do a better job at it. Let me see where that got it.
Yes. The way it works, you got to stay on it. You don't want to use guys. I'm required here, so we need a Newman wants some help. Very well, should probably come before you, but him and David talk a lot about it.
David, give him some help, baby.
Yeah, he's got it.
Me. FWC, agent with FWC come by my office and called me the other day. And they're working on that with us, and FWC's putting the deal. I know it's costing us taxpayers' money. But still, it's not costing each individual county. They said they will front the money and pay to have the boat.
Mark's got one other comment.
What in the hell is that?
We're waiting for Karen.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
So on behalf of Cross City Restore and Renew, we encourage our businesses this year throughout Cross City to decorate for Christmas, and so we did. We talked about that for 2 or 3 years and just couldn't get behind it. So Sheila Farson took it on. She's one of our Restore Renew members, and she took it under her wing and passed, like, physically saw the businesses and passed out encouragement to decorate. So hopefully you've noticed a little more Christmas decor throughout our town. And then the good idea of the door decoration, the Battle of the Doors here in the courthouse. So if you've been, a lot of people have been through, it's a busy season here in the courthouse. So hopefully you've all enjoyed those. So tonight I'm here to recognize our grand prize winners. So we can start with the door. We can start with the door winner. So our judges were a panel of three, Ruth Ann Lovelace, so you'll know that it was all fair when I say these names. Ruth Ann Lovelace, Sheila Fryerson, and Lisa Sumrall. They were the judges and went door to door and made a list of the businesses as well. But throughout the courthouse, the grand prize winner was the clerk's office.
I don't know how we won because finance and the tax collector were awesome. They were all great, but
yeah, and we're going to talk about that on Facebook and have people. It really was like so close. We have to pick a winner, right? So
if you haven't seen them, you need to go by and see them because they're great.
The creativity is fun, and everybody had a fun time with it. But the creativity was quite impressive. Like there's some people that really have some good ideas. And then for our businesses throughout our town, and we're going to consider this one a business, and their representative is also here, and that is the Dixie County Library. Yay! It's beautiful. And I think Cypress Inn was a runner-up, and I don't know if it was runner-up, so I won't go there. But anyway, our library was gorgeous, so thank y'all for doing that.
And we can thank Brenda.
Yes, the talented people, yes. So, thank
you. I
appreciate that time.
Thank you, Karen, for answering that.
Yeah,
I sat here the whole meeting. Yeah, I sat here the whole meeting thinking I'm going to get a participation trophy.
Anybody else?
Chairman. Yeah, on the phone.
Go ahead. You got the floor.
Okay. I have three, but I'm only going to ask two of them. One is, why can't you close the dump sites for Christmas and just let them people stay home and enjoy their families? And then the other one was, are they still picking up debris out here? Because we have somebody that hasn't been able to take out their debris, but after Christmas, I guess they're going to start. If they can.
They ain't going to stop. They're still picking it up.
Tell her this once a week.
Okay, that was the other one. And then the third one.
Literally do.
The third question's gonna wait for the next meeting, I guess, but I wanna wish you guys all a happy and safe Christmas and New Year. And
thank you
for what you guys do.
Whenever y'all get finished with your mom's road, the crowning and making it work out, you bring their Rocky Creek road next.
That's not in my district, but you can talk to David about that.
He can get his greater man jump on that right now.
Tim Ward from Bradford. Apologize for doing my whining from the back road. I'm here now. Anybody didn't hear what I was saying a while ago? I'll just do it again.
We don't. Anybody else? Any motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Got a motion by Daniel, second by Jamie, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.